The Ghana National Petroleum Corporation has reacted to public concern over its decision to go for a $700 million loan. The corporation says it does not require parliamentary approval to borrow. A statement from the corporation quotes PNDC Law 64, which mandates the GNPC to seek approval from the Minister of Finance upon recommendation by the Minister of Energy and Petroleum and not Parliament. The statement denies using Ghana's oil resource as collateral. It said GNPC is using its share of oil revenue as provided for by the Petroleum Revenue Management Act to secure the loan. We bring you more on the statement.
There has been public outcry over GNPC's decision to go over the $700 million loan. The corporation is currently in discussion with the leaders to complete conditions precedent for finalizing the agreement. The public is cautioning GNPC to tread cautiously in its decision to borrow. Some have even questioned the capacity of the GNPC to contract such a loan. The corporation has defended its action, saying the money raised will be used to support GNPC's increasing oil and gas infrastructure investments. The statement added that the loan will provide guarantee to the offshore Cape 3 Point contractors for the offtake of natural gas from the field. The statement says GNPC is in negotiations with the offshore Cape 3 Point partners to pay for the pipeline and receiving facility in the offshore Cape 3 Point gas development project to enable Ghanaians to pay a lower price for gas. This investment will amount to $493 million and save the country from paying 22% interest if the partners were to pay for that investment. GNPC has an immediate requirement of $105 million to pay as part of the price of natural gas negotiated with the offshore Cape 3 Point partners. The impact of these measures will lower the price paid by Ghana to the offshore Cape 3 Point partners. It will also reduce electricity costs to Ghanaians. The statement said the corporation has a commitment to pay $36 million, being 40% of the cost of the pipeline to connect the 10-field gas to the Jubilee FPSO. This, it said, is necessary to send the 10-field gas to the Ghana National Gas Company.